Are you ready to experience something extraordinary? Cultural gems in Croatia, ancient temples in Asia, art in Italy. We'll take care of everything. Flights, accommodation, excursions, local guides and all that planning. Travel department. Let's see more.
The Cathy O'Connor Podcast.
Now that the weather is getting better, that the evenings are getting longer and the sun is finally making an appearance, it's time to get up and get moving. And where better to explore than our own glorious country? And where better to stay than at one of the fantastic Ainu hotels that are dotted around the country? I'm delighted to be joined today by Bernie Chambers, who is the sales manager in the Sligo branch of the Ainu Hotel. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much, Cathy. It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
Now, Bernie, tell me, what makes the Ainu collection of hotels so special?
Well, I guess, first of all, we have hotels dotted all around the country. My own hotel, the Radisson Hotel in Sligo, we're right on the Wild Atlantic Way. We've other hotels on the Wild Atlantic Way as well, right down to the Radisson in Cork. And then when you go around the country, we have hotels on the East Coast, hotels in Dublin, hotels on the Northeast. So, and each hotel really has its own unique selling point. I guess a common trend for each of the hotels is the staff that work there and the service that's offered. And that would be something that we aim to deliver.
I was lucky enough to stay in your hotel in Sligo. And you know, Bernie, what was so lovely about it was the welcome and the friendly staff. I know it's a little bit of a cliche and sometimes we expect it from everywhere, but honestly, in your hotel, that's what I got. We were met by the gorgeous Agatha at reception, who's a woman who clearly loves her job, as everyone in your hotel seems to do. And no sooner had we got into the room than Mark from customer services is on the phone going, "Is everything okay?" And there's just something lovely, I think, for any of us who are leaving the comfort of our own homes to go to somewhere and find that same level of welcome, of hospitality. So well done, you do it brilliantly.
Yeah. It's really nice to hear you say that, because that's obviously something that we aim to achieve. I'm not sure if you would know that within our hotel group there are four Radissons, including the Radisson Hotel in Sligo that you were staying with, and it was really lovely to have you as a guest. But I guess in those Radisson hotels, our mantra is, yes, I can, meaning that we can, you know, offer, we will try our very best never to say no to our customers. And really, that same mantra applies to all of the hotels within the group, all of the 14 hotels. So it's really nice to hear that positive feedback.
And Bernie, I know that the customer experience really is at the core of the Ainu collection of hotels, and that recently you received an accreditation from the organisation As I Am, which focuses on the needs of people with sensory challenges. How did you work with that organisation?
So I guess how it came about is that a couple of years back we introduced a sensory bedroom to the hotel to cater for the needs of people with autism. And there was such a demand for that room, you know, people were booking it all the time. We were the first hotel to have a sensory bedroom in Ireland, and there was such a demand for it that it was rolled out into other hotels within our group. And it was then suggested by a customer who was calling us to make a booking in that room. They mentioned about the As I Am organisation, and we went about becoming accredited by that organisation.
And that's very real in that I know that your staff do training, don't
that's
they, in particular?
Correct, yes. Mm. In order to get the accreditation, all of the staff have to undertake training. We've introduced a sensory map, which, for instance, will, if a person checks in, they can, and with the aid of this map, they will understand the different touch points of the hotel, where there's likely to be noise, where there's likely to be strong smell, where there's likely to be a lot of people. And if they have a difficulty with any of that, they can avoid those areas during certain times. For instance, avoid breakfast during a certain time in order to avoid large groups of people, lots of noise, and maybe strong smell or whatever. This is just one way of helping people who have sensory needs And we're delighted that that has now been successful.
Yeah, a fantastic initiative. And of course, you really do specialise in some ways at looking after groups. I'm just thinking of people who maybe have early retirement, that when they come into the hotel, I know there's tea, coffee waiting for them. What else have you got an offer?
Yeah, well, that's really nice. We love to welcome, I guess the great thing about all of our hotels, we have a mix of clientele. We cater for conferences, we cater for individual, for leisure guests, and we also cater for active retirement groups and any golfing groups, all kinds of groups. In particular now, since we're here at the Over 50s show and we're concentrating a little bit on the active retirement groups, each of our hotels offer packages suited for that group of people, and we will work with the group and just find out what they really like. Like, active retirement people are probably no different than a lot of people. They like to do the same, like to go for nice walks, go for swims, go shopping, avail of the facilities in the hotel, and we put on extra facilities like we would offer, as you say, welcoming tea, coffee. We put on music in the bar. We'll help with putting together a nice itinerary. We can help organise coaches. We'll do whatever we can to make sure that their trip is enjoyable.
Sponsored by Expressway. With My Expressway, free travel pass holders can reserve their seats online at expressway.ie or at our ticket machines in stations.
Are you interested in trying a new smartphone but still a little unsure? Do you want a phone that offers larger icons with louder sound and an interface that has technology designed for seniors? Well, why not choose from the Doro range by simply visiting doro.ie. Doro, make friends with innovation.
For many people, if they're discovering a county, which is just such a joy, you already have pre-prepared suggestions. If you got 24 hours to stay with us, if you got 48 hours to stay.
Yes.
So it really kind of focuses the mind on what's possible, either in terms of outdoor activities. So it's not just about come and stay in our rooms.
Because it is a destination break, really. Mm. And like, that's what it's all about, going out and exploring and finding out what is on offer. And there is so much on offer. Like in Sligo, I could talk for, this interview could go on for hours if I was to tell you all that Sligo has to offer, be it the Fairways Hotel in Dundalk, the Hillgrove in Monaghan, the Radisson Hotel in Athlone, the Hibernian in Kilkenny. Each of these destinations have a huge amount to offer. And for that reason, it's great. Like, a group that might stay with us 1 year, they might then decide that they'll move on to another Ainua hotel and have a different type of a break than what they've had in Sligo, because of each hotel having each location having different a different set of things to offer to the customer.
Absolutely. And you know, Bernie, there are many things that I really admire just about the kind of group in terms of policy. And one is clean the planet, not my room. Tell me about what that is.
So really, the clean the planet, not my room, it's, we're trying to kind of cut back on maybe work that's not necessary, and to help the planet in the process. And by way of an incentive to our customers, like if you stay in a hotel, say, for 3 nights, a lot of people don't need to have their rooms cleaned every day. Now, it is a service that we offer, but if you don't need it, well, then we're offering an alternative. That is, that if you hang on your door that you're not actually requiring this service, if you're staying for more than one night, we will offer you a €5 food voucher for the hotel, bar, or restaurant that you can just use, you know, instead of having the cleaning done. And we will also offer a donation to our charity partner, Down Syndrome Ireland. So that's going down really well. And this housekeeping room, obviously, then we'll skip the cleaning of the room just for that. And the guest gets the benefit of the extra voucher, and Down Syndrome Ireland get the benefit of the contribution. So that's very positive. We have a Save the Water program as well, where if you don't need to have your towels replaced. We're also giving a donation to our charity partner, Down Syndrome Ireland, there. And that's other areas that we're covering as well is, like, we use recycled pencils. We use Tetra bottles in our bedrooms rather than plastic bottles. And in our meeting rooms, we use, glass bottles, which are reusable. So we are trying, where possible, to cut back on all of the plastics. And we find that our customers want that, and our staff want that also. And it's the programme is very active in all of our hotels.
And Bernie, you mentioned Down Syndrome Ireland, and I know that you have a very meaningful alliance with them.
Yes, we do. We've had that alliance over the last number of years, and I guess not only are each of the hotels involved in various fundraising events throughout the year to raise funds for the charity, but also our HR departments are actively involved in working with Down Syndrome Ireland recruiting members of that community to work in each of our hotels. In our own hotel, I believe we have 3 members at the moment, and it's absolutely fantastic. Both our customers and our staff love this, and it's often offering meaningful work also, which is so important.
And you know, I met one of your lovely people there while I was having dinner, and of course, just to mention the generosity of the breakfast. This generosity of spirit in your hotel, Bernie, and I tell you, it's never more visible than at the breakfast. What is great is that you've got people who are gluten free. You've got a whole area for people who are gluten free.
Yes.
If you want to have a kind of continental, if you want porridge, if you want to fry up, you could be there all day grazing on delicious
That's
food.
True.
And I think it's a real marker in a way of a hotel, just the kind of generosity and that sort of things that are included in the price, like breakfast.
Yes.
So to your credit, it's very generous.
I think that most guests really like the fact that breakfast is included. It does start you up for the day. In our hotel, we believe our hotel is the best breakfast in the Northwest. I think there's...
I think you're right. My waist tells me I think you're right, yes.
I think we have 99 items on the menu or something to that effect. So that is great. It starts off the day very well, and it is included in all of our bedroom package prices. And that's always nice that you don't have to pay for it additionally. And the same applies, like, each of our hotels puts a slightly different stamp on it. Like in Dublin 1, the breakfast that you get would be maybe different than what you get in the Radisson in Sligo, and the same in the Hibernian in Kilkenny or in the Fairways in Dundalk. But each of them would have the same concept, that they want to make sure that the guests leave the hotel satisfied after a good healthy breakfast.
For sure, that's definitely happening.
Yeah.
And I know, Bernie, there are people as well, just because of the popularity of all of your 14 hotels, that they kind of do an Ainua trail.
So, that's correct,
so
yes.
You know, you can start in one hotel
and
consider
move along. Absolutely. And like, for instance, our hotel is on the Wild Atlantic Way. If you were to continue on down, you would come to the Radisson Hotel in Limerick, then move down, you'd come to the Muckross Park in Killarney, and then around the corner there to the Radisson in Cork in Little Island. Then you can go inland into the Kilkenny Hibernian, into the Tullamore Court Hotel. You can move up north to the Hillgrove or to the Fairways. And then in Dublin, of course, we have Dublin 1 Hotel, and we have the Ariel Hotel, which is just located very close to us here in Ballsbridge. I may have left out some hotel there. I hope I haven't. But
They'll let you know.
I actually have left out. It's one of the new. I've left out 2 of their newer hotels to the group. That would be the Springfield Hotel in Leixlip, in fact. And our latest addition is the Gas Works Hotel up in Belfast. So that was the Radisson Hotel in Belfast, and that's the latest addition to our group. And we're absolutely delighted to have them join the group.
And Bernie, for you, because I know you're in this business a long time. You are a very experienced woman. Everything about you just says competent, experienced, able, without a doubt. What do you think makes a good hotel?
I think you have to understand your client. You're going to have different types of clients, and you have to be able to respond to the needs of those individual clients. Like a client, maybe a corporate client might have different needs to a leisure client. A conference booker will have different needs to a wedding booker. And I think each hotel has to understand the benefits that it has and go after that market, really. Mm-hmm. But I think a good hotel, the best thing about a hotel is the staff, mm-hmm. because you can have all of the fitness club and all of the various elements in a hotel, but if your staff are not going to be warm and friendly, mm-hmm. Your guests are not going to have a good experience. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, it is the team that really make the hotel. Mm-hmm. You know, you will a customer will get over other things, mm-hmm. if they find a friendly hotel, friendly staff, mm-hmm. and interested staff that are interested in them and staff that are helpful to them.
Well, Bernie, I can attest to that. You're doing it with flying colours. So thanks so much for chatting to us today. And I know that you have a special offer on for our listeners.
That's correct. And thank you for mentioning it. I guess we're delighted to be here at the Over 50 show here in the RDS. It's actually a fantastic show, so I have to give full marks to the organisers. Myself, I'm very interested in all of the stands. It's very, very...
It's relevant,
it's,
isn't
it? It's very, very relevant. Yeah. And I've learned a load myself. And I guess, like, over 50s, that's a very young age, really, you know.
I'm with
like
you, absolutely.
You know, yeah. And for an awful lot of people, it's a time maybe when their children are a little bit older and they do have time to travel a little bit or do different things that they may not have had as a younger age. So within our own hotel group, we have an offer, which is, it's just a discount code SEN10, and it's just that anybody who, the offer is actually valid for the rest of this year. Okay. And if anybody calls to the individual hotels within our group and mentions that code, they'll get a 10% discount once they fit into over 50s category.
Fantastic. And that code is SEN10.
Okay. That's correct, yes.
So our lovely listeners, all I can do is encourage you to get up, get out and enjoy one of these fantastic hotels and all that the areas have to offer. Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you so much, Cathy. It's lovely to talk to you.
An will phone poca nua wet, an will canapi no fum nis orja wet. Nis eiscale húsad, faker na phone iantach atá gwin, an seo, ag daro. An vón cliste is déni, gudi gohan la hai glina agus taskina. Ta rud egan go gachtana. Ta nismo olis ag daro.com.